You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to episode number 170 of Section 31. I'm Dan Hammond, and with me today as a co-host is the chairman, Charlie Plain.
Hi.
My normal co-host, Sir Rogue, is out with the flu, so Charlie's going to be sitting in for a brief episode today. We had a few things that we were going to talk about, according to my notes here. I was going to talk about the treaty tournament, since I finally finished all of my games. My last opponent was Matt Kirk, and I had the pleasure of playing a game of Lackey against someone in the same room.
And I got to watch it.
Yeah, I guess technically he was over there in the kitchen and you were over there on the couch because I had my screen broadcast up on the TV so you and TV could watch what I was doing. And I was really hoping we could record it as a kind of a bonus episode, because that would have been entertaining to at least, you know, one person maybe. But I somehow won all three of my games, so I don't know if there's going to be a secondary tournament or what, but there are some changes I would like to make my deck. So I hope...
What were you playing?
I was playing Romulan Federation. That was a treaty I got, which I couldn't have asked for a better one, I don't think. I ended up borrowing most of the deck from Ken Tufts. He played a deck for... to get the treaty achievement a little while ago that was AMS, a lot of mission specialists, but using the TNG draw engine. I played against Johnny playing in a tournament a while ago, and he was using something similar. He might have just been using Fed AMS, but the combination of assigned mission specialist as your once a turn download to get two people for two card, it gives you two card draws with a continuing mission. And then you play your Enterprise guy or your Universal guy. That's a lot of plays and a lot of card draws and the skills you need when you need it. It was really good. I had a great time.
Yeah, you did. Didn't you do two missions for 50 each to win?
I did. It was.
Yeah, that's hard to beat.
Yeah, I did a planet mission with three specialists, and I was on my way to doing a space mission when Matt said, "Okay, I'm done." But it was the deck was something that I would build and play again. I would add one or two more personnel because the deck was thinner than I would like, especially with how much downloading it does. I also think it would be a good Klingon build because Klingons also have the downloads of the PAW. That's what Ken, who just logged in the chat, suggested. So you get the downloads of AMS, you get the downloads of the PAW, you get people reporting for free all over the place. That would be pretty nice. If you had to play in a treaty tournament, Charlie, what treaty would you take?
Well, I've been thinking about doing TNG with the triple treaty. That's sort of the deck I've had on deck.
To
three outposts, three space doors, triple treaty, and just AMS every turn. I really like the trick you were using, and Johnny was using the last tournament of. I discard my AMS and I play Nanoprobe Recitation to take it back in my hand, so I can play it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's you don't need 800 copies of AMS, so that's really nice.
Yeah, there were three copies in the deck, and then about four or five copies of Nanoprobe Recitation, and wow, it was like you said at the beginning of the turn. It took me about three games to actually get the timing down right. in the first event, okay, I know what I have to do. I have to discard my assigned mission specialist. And I looked at my hand, and there was the Nanoprobe Resuscitation, except since the first time I looked at it to when I looked at it for reals, it turned into a mutation because I read my cards wrong. And then and then people died, and when I finally drew the Nanoprobe Resuscitation, the AMS was no longer on top of my discard pile, so I couldn't get it back. But... a triple treaty, that means no side decks, huh?
Yeah, well, I think the side decks are really nice. Q's Tent's really nice. I don't use them a lot anyway. I mean, I bust out the Dyson Sphere door because I really like that. If I'm playing like Klingons, I'll use the Battle Bridge. But most of the time, the only one I ever use is the Q's Tent, and I figure a little creative deck building, you can issue that. But the treaty I have the most experience with is the Starfleet Klingon. They combo very well together.
Yes.
And that deck is fun to play.
I think I've seen you play that a few times where the Starfleet are the mission solvers, and occasionally they get help from the Klingons, but really the Klingons are there just to die.
Yeah, the Klingons draw you tons of cards. And, I mean, you use... Traditionally, in a Starfleet deck, you use Defend Homeworld to get...
Forest?
Yeah, Forest to get the ship. I usually use it to get Uncle Phil, General Kvach. And he lets you play an augment to draw a card, and then you kill the augment to draw cards.
Right.
And, you know, I have a huge deck at that point, and then you use Phlox... to save your people, you know, I think he's discard two cards to take a guy into your hand. So the only thing you have to fear is Scorched Earth, but I haven't seen that played in a while in our area. So Starfleet having only the two reports a turn, having a huge hand isn't really all that helpful for you. But those Klingons are beast at solving their mission anyway, so you can bring them through time and do that last.
All right, I've got a spoiler that was sent to me that apparently is going to be spoiled in about 7 minutes. Do you want to talk about it?
I would love to talk about it.
All right. This is a doorway with a Voyager property logo. Can you tell me the story of this? I guess, from what I recall, this was submitted by one of our playtesters as a kind of a playtest reward. Is that right?
I don't remember exactly where it came from. I know... that some of the playtest groups really helped us get the text right. I think this came from the idea that OTF has kind of slowly been stealing from Revised, you know, and the idea of the referee pile was very attractive, and we wondered if we could figure out a way to replicate the effects of that in the game. And I think this was tested predominantly with Engage.
Yes.
And a little bit with TNG. But, it was sort of a collaborative effort from a couple different people. And it's finally here and out tonight in 6 minutes now. And it'll be legal in a week. And I think it's really gonna shake things up.
All right. I'm sharing the image right now on the screen there, so for the folks who are watching the live stream, you can see it. And if you're just listening to the audio, you're not going to hear this until after it's posted anyway, so it won't be nearly as exciting. But this is it's a new version of Q's Tent, and it basically allows you to add an additional 13 ref cards to your tent. But the penalty is you can't play Q's Tents from hand or on your turn to fetch a card, and you can't use any other Q-related side decks.
Yeah, the article that's going up tonight sort of talks about the story behind that, how, you know, if you're using this Q's Tent, there's complete chaos in the continuum, and so you don't have access to the Q Flash, and you can't play the Q's Tent from hand because there's just total chaos in the continuum. But in return, you basically get all of the benefits of the referee pile in open and OTF and every other format. You don't get all the ref cards, but you get the 13 ones you want. You always cut because you never quite need them.
Right.
Now you can put them all in the tent and have them available. So
not taking up other slots in your tent or slots in your deck.
Yeah, so Scorched Hand will probably be back.
Yes. The last penalty for playing this card is you may not begin mission attempts with less than 4 personnel. That's right now pretty big because you can redshirt in space pretty easily, right?
Oh yeah, and you know, you look at a lot of the dilemmas in TNG and Engage, and they all have little walls on them. You know, to get past, you must have Anthro and Cunning 24, which is pretty meaningless until you do the. I put my two guys on this tiny little ship and go over and attempt your mission.
Yes,
and Village of the Torches has solved that problem on a planet, but That's still a rampant problem, either in Block, where there is no villagers with torches, and on space missions. And I think this is, you know, phase one of the first edition's assault on redshirting in space in particular.
Right. So this card is being released as a promo. We'll find out in a few minutes, but it's not part of a Block set at this time, right?
Yeah, and that was done pretty much on purpose. I mean, this card's pretty much been done for a while. And, you know, we had a few other things that we were doing that put it off getting it released. But we liked the idea of a format where there is no Q's 10. And right now, that's Block. There's no Q's 10 in Block. If you want to download a card, you got to put it in your deck and risk it being drawn. We did like that idea, and there also aren't a lot of ref cards in Block, so this isn't really... If you were going to put a Q's 10 in Block, I don't know that you would ever want to put this one in, because, you know, you probably want the idea of I can play a Q's 10 from hand to go get what I want. So yes, it's not in Block because it's being released as a promo, and it's a sort of a happy 5th anniversary gift. So it's a promo, it's not watermarked, it's printable from day one. So
very similar to Tribunal of Q in its distribution, right?
Correct. Surprise Party is another one. Indebtedness is another one. There were just... Sometimes we've just done that. So.
All right. Well, I look forward to reading the article in 2 minutes and trying to pay attention to recording the show at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going in and setting it as the card of the day because I realized I forgot to do that, so now it'll be on the front page. But
very good. So printable for everyone. So this weekend's tournament, I believe there's a one... I think we were just talking about the Nationals East in Oliver Springs, Tennessee this weekend. It will not be legal for this weekend, but anything after that.
Correct. It's we're doing the standard 1 week delay, and 1 week from today is next Tuesday, so it would miss this weekend, but it'd be available for everything next weekend.
All right. Well, we don't have anything planned tournament-wise for next weekend, but the weekend after that I think will be our first just general OTF tournament in quite a while, so it'll be legal for that. Awesome.
I expect it to be very popular in our area, if not most areas.
Yeah, I know Rogue is a zero fan for putting ref cards in your deck, because when you draw them, like at the end of your turn, using Cue the Ref to cycle a ref card, since that's an action after you play your cards, it's pretty much a dead card until the second half of your turn. So
yeah.
You draw personnel, you can't use it. This will get all those cards out of the deck, assuming you're agreeable to that attempting with four penalty, but I can't recall the last time I went down with... Most of my attempts lately have been a full crew of nine, just because that's the way I've been playing recently, so I don't think it's going to bother me.
You can still throw four people you don't care about on a cheap ship you don't care about and bang at space missions.
Yep.
You just can't do it with two guys.
Yeah.
So.
Very good. Let's see, so we've talked about the new card. We talked about the treaty tournament. There was an awesome graphic on the front page. Did it show up today?
I saw it for the first time today. I'm not sure when it went up, but it popped up on the queue.
That icon is just astounding. That's perfect. It looks really great.
I saw the art proof of the next set, and then I talked about this when I talked to Nate Winninger. I'm going to pull up my email and tell you read what I sent to Johnny, because it's just the best way I could think of to describe it. Hang on a second.
It makes me wish that 2E cards had set icons, so this icon could be on all these cards. That's how much I like that icon.
It's so good. And the icon is representative of what you're going to see when you start seeing cards from this expansion, which we do have a name for now, but no, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, all right.
This is what I sent to Johnny. I'm simply amazed at how good this expansion looks. You and your team have really made these cards magical. They look fantastic. and I say this every time that they look great, and they do, but he has taken this expansion to such a level. I can't say enough good stuff about Johnny and his team.
I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't listened to your other podcast. Have you given anything like dates or anything like that about when the set's dropping?
Nope, no dates. Nothing committal yet. Okay. Soon. It won't be long. I fully expect it to be out and legal before the first regional.
Okay. And those are usually March-ish?
Right? Yeah. So that there's not a lot of time between now and there. So you can,
all right.
You can... I swear, I thought that last year. I recall...
Yeah,
I'm going to draft this affiliation because after this expansion comes out, it's going to completely change the game. And then it didn't come out until after regionals, and I came in dead last. So,
yeah. So we'll make that a soft date.
it's ready when it's you know as well as I do. It's ready when it's ready.
Certainly. All right. Very good. We had an interesting weekend of putting together kits and promo foils last weekend. So thanks for giving us a hand with that. I should expect, if you ordered a kit, you should expect it to be shipped out either. Oh yeah, we did all that work, and then today was a national holiday, so there was no mail today anyway.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. So things will be start to go out tomorrow morning. You know, you get a week or so.
Oh, it's after 9. I want to see if the article went up.
Yeah, that's good podcasting. So, what I will do is...
Oh, it didn't... Why didn't it go up? Oh, no.
I am going to wrap up the show here while I furiously click on the front page.
Oh, it's work in progress. That's why. All right, it's up. It should be up now.
Oh. Attention. First edition gift. Neat. All right, and it's the card of the day. Nice. All right, well, go out and check out the article. Download some revised Q's tense. Revised Q's tense. See, that's a double meaning.
That would have been way better.
Q's tense.
Tent revised. that's too funny.
quick.
Errata.
All right.
I'm looking to see if anybody asked a question in the chat room.
Okay.
Will there be a foil of this available? I don't think we've decided.
I think it's up for debate right now.
Yeah.
We're attempting to not increase the number of foils that we make because we're pretty much at capacity to do the promos for tournament kits and release kits and regionals and continentals and worlds. Adding more to that, we may not be able to keep on top of things. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah. Any other...
That was the only one I'm looking. Dan, how goes the development of the next Tribbles expansion?
I sent out another version to testers today, and then after I did that, I cut down the cards that I didn't like, and I added a few cards that were, I think, requested on some levels, and I have a set of 18 cards that I think we could go with right now. Once we do another few more weeks of testing, I think we'll be able to lock it in and send it to Art, but I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a nice... This would, if we go with the 18 that you sent out today, I think it would be great. I think a couple more weeks of testing will make it superb.
All right. Very good. Then I think we'll wrap this up. That's the limit of the intelligence we have for you this evening. Special thanks to Warp 11 for giving us their theme music to use on a recurring basis. Thanks to Charlie for joining us, and best wishes for a full recovery for Sir Rogue.
Yeah, feel better, Rogue.
Yeah. All right. I think that wraps it then. I am Sir Dan.
I'm Charlie Plain.
All right, very good. And I will expand my power universe and then draw one to end. They are all